Elliot Murr, and I'm now joined by the man himself.
What's happening, buddy?
So this Friday you'll be in Dublin, you're performing at the Academy, and I mean the show's been upgraded from Whelan's due to demand, which, you know, it's got to be proof that your fan base is constantly expanding over here. Are you looking forward to the gig?
Oh yeah, man. I'll tell you what, you know, I knew that something special would happen last year at C2C. I knew there was a connection that happened with me and the guys, and me and the band, and I didn't know to what magnitude until I've gotten over here. I can understand what's actually happening. I'm just so thankful because I've wanted to come over here for so long and play music. I know how passionate the fans are over here, and I'm just so glad that they connected with us.
Sure. I mean, I was at Country to Country in Dublin and I saw you perform. And, you know, I couldn't believe how you managed to make such a large venue feel quite intimate.
I don't know if that's just from striving to be better at what I do every day.
And yeah.
And paying attention and understanding a crowd and how to make that happen, but I'm glad that I was able to do that.
I think it's because, right, you have a very distinctive sound, right, and there's obviously a sort of a grit and an intense passion in your voice, which I think kind of draws the listener in and makes them concentrate, you know, on the lyrics. This new album, Wild Ones, I mean, it's received massive critical acclaim. It's a little less polished and produced than the last one. Was that a deliberate thing?
Yeah, it was. It took on a whole different shape than the first one did, you know, and the interesting thing is that it has received all the critical acclaim. It's yet to render the commercial success of the first one, but it's actually doubled and tripled the size of our fan base, which makes me so proud that I stuck to my guns in making this record the way I wanted to make it. And with all the pushback that I got when I was making it because it didn't sound like the Up All Night record that was so successful, I mean, it was a very difficult record to make. So to see a fan base rally around a record like this underground has really been an inspiring thing for me and given me even more confidence as I go into making this third record of I know my fan base, I know what to do, and I'm going to continue to go down that path.
I mean, your fans are definitely out there, particularly here in Ireland, because I can tell you, if we play one of your tracks on the radio, Twitter just lights up.
Well, that's a good thing, man. Hopefully you keep doing it.
I know the song Comeback Kid, it was inspired by sort of how hard your father worked to provide for the family. And do you think your work ethic and the drive that you witnessed and he taught you is something you've sort of carried on and related to music? Because I would follow your career a lot and you never seem to stop. You're always working.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I work almost tirelessly to a fault. It almost kind of kills me. And I think a lot of times it affects me, you know, and it's part of the reason that it drives me into some of the depressive states that I hit. I can slip into some dark places and I think that because of being so tired and being so worn out, but I have such a drive to be great at what I do. It's just I'm just trying as hard as I can to strike, you know, as much as I can while I can. And when I get off the road from playing shows, I'm constantly writing and recording, trying to make myself better and trying to keep this thing going. I've helped build a life for me and my friends, and we're all in this together, and I'm trying to keep that ball rolling. And it's sometimes it's a very heavy weight to carry. It definitely takes its toll on me. I think I was born with a lot of that drive, and I think watching my dad, the way he worked, and I just think that being told no also drives me to really prove people wrong.
Yeah. Even the fact that, you know, you're coming to Europe and you're playing in Ireland and England, again, a lot of country stars tend to sort of stay and gig in America. So the fact that you're trying to branch out and expand not only your own fan base, but country as a genre, again, that's proof of just how committed you are.
When I set out to do this tour over here, I was told, you know, it's not time, it's not ready. And I just said, we're going over there now, like, we're going to do this. And, you know, if we're just calling a spade, I don't know if they all understand what a big hit financially we take coming over here.
Yeah.
I care so much about the way they treated me the last time I was over here and building something over here with them that I'm gonna continue to come.
Yeah.
You definitely take a hit at first, that's for sure.
Listen, when we started a country radio station here in Northern Ireland a year ago, people laughed and said it would never work, and now it's around about 100,000 listeners in 12 months, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of trying to prove people wrong.
So, yeah. Can I ask you, if we go back a bit, right? So I know you started writing lyrics around the age of 14 and you picked up the guitar a couple of years later, but is it true that when you finished college, you moved out to Hawaii and you were kind of living in a wee hut?
I did. I was out there for about 6 months, just kind of living outside and camping out a lot, backpacking all around the island. I would camp out in the most beautiful valleys you've ever seen in your life, by myself. And I fell in love with surfing, and that's still what I do today all the time in between tours. But I'd done the bar band scene for 2 or 3 years before I moved to Hawaii. But in Hawaii is where I realized that I wasn't going to be happy doing anything but music. And that's when I decided to move to Nashville.
So you moved to Nashville around 2004. I love this. You arrived with a truck, a guitar, and a backpack.
It was a scary and exciting time in my life. The possibilities were endless, but the struggle was real, and it was a very, eye-opening. You get to Nashville, and you realize how strong the competition is and how great the writers are. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, you realize you're not as good as you thought you were, and I was never one of those kids that had the silver spoon, and I'd work just enough to where I could pay what bills I had. And I couldn't keep the heat on for the first couple of winters. I'd go without heat. I'd get little space heaters and nearly freeze to death just so I could focus on writing music. And I would write music hours on end and all my days off. And when I'd get off work, I'd write till 4 or 5 in the morning and listen to records. And it was my goal to make something of myself, which was a very scary thing, though. You're watching your friends around you build a life and build 401k plans and have families and have all these things, and you look up and you've spent 7 or 8 years shaking something and traveling in a 12-passenger van.
Yeah.
At times crashing on van floors because you don't have enough money to put gas in your van, and you can't get a hotel room, and you look up and you're 30. It's a scary thing, knowing you spent all that time. But at the same time, I knew that was the only true way that I was going to be happy.
Yeah, sure. And, I mean, you've already toured with some of the biggest names in country, Lady Antebellum, Tim McGraw, Dierks Bentley, and coming up shortly, Miranda Lambert. What's the biggest lesson you've learned from these big country superstars?
How to be a pro. Honestly, like, I'm always watching everything. I'm watching how people run the camps. I'm watching how, people put their shows together. I've learned a lot from a lot of bad stuff. I've learned how to not run a camp. I've learned how to learn a camp. And when I say a camp, the team of people working, the all the crew. I've learned how to treat people and how to not treat people. I've learned from Tim McGraw how to bring the dramatics out of a very simple moment, how to really milk a moment. I've learned from Eric Church, how far the tightness of a band can carry. That band is incredible. In the lighting aspect and the way that makes the show enhance. There's so much that I've picked up on from touring with these people.
The album, it's called Wild Ones. It's out right now, and I genuinely can't wait to see you at the Academy on Friday night. Thanks so much for your time, man, and continued success.
Thank you so much, buddy. Take care. We had a good run. I knew this day would come.